Isaiah 34. Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you people. The earth and everything it contains must listen, the world and everything that lives in it. For the Lord is angry at all the nations and furious with all their armies. He will annihilate them and slaughter them. Their slain will be left unburied. Their corpses will stink. The hills will soak up their blood. All the stars in the sky will fade away. The sky will roll up like a scroll. All its stars will wither, like a leaf withers and falls from a vine, or a fig withers and falls from a tree. He says, "Indeed, my sword has slaughtered heavenly powers. Look, it now descends on Edom, on the people I will annihilate in judgment." The Lord's sword is dripping with blood. It is covered with fat. It drips with the blood of young rams and goats, and is covered with the fat of rams' kidneys. For the Lord is holding a sacrifice in Bozrah, a bloody slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen will be slaughtered along with them, as well as strong bulls. Their land is drenched with blood. Their soil is covered with fat. For the Lord has planned a day of revenge, a time when he will repay Edom for her hostility toward Zion. Edom's streams will be turned into pitch, and her soil into brimstone. Her land will become burning pitch. Night and day it will burn. Its smoke will ascend continually. Generation after generation it will be a wasteland, and no one will ever pass through it again. Owls and wild animals will live there. All kinds of wild birds will settle in it. The Lord will stretch out over her the measuring line of ruin and the plumb line of destruction. Her nobles will have nothing left to call a kingdom, and all her officials will disappear. Her fortresses will be overgrown with thorns. Thickets and weeds will grow in her fortified cities. Jackals will settle there. Ostriches will live there. Wild animals and wild dogs will congregate there. Wild goats will bleat to one another. Yes, nocturnal animals will rest there and make for themselves a nest. Owls will make nests and lay eggs there. They will hatch them and protect them. Yes, hawks will gather there, each with its mate. Carefully read the scroll of the Lord. Not one of these creatures will be missing. None will lack a mate, for the Lord has issued the decree, and his own spirit gathers them. He assigns them their allotment. He measures out their assigned place. They will live there permanently. They will settle in it through successive generations. This reading is from the New English Translation. To find out more information about the podcast, find us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, you can browse the archive for previous books, and you can find out information about supporting the podcast financially. The Bible Podcast is entirely funded by the generous donations of its listeners. Please consider adding your support today. Find out more information at thebiblepodcast.org. Thank you for listening.